Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, apparently, a home designed for the poor is not nearly the same thing as a poorly designed home. That's what Prasoon Kumar, Singapore-based architect turned social crusader, thinks. He is also CEO and co-founder of Billion Bricks.
Well, Billion Bricks is a non-profit innovation studio which wants to eliminate homelessness in the world, one brick at a time. Now, thanks for joining us here today, Prasoon. Welcome to the studio. And what was the genesis of Billion Bricks, and how challenging was your journey setting this up?
My background is as an architect and urban planner, and I designed in my professional career over 10,000 homes, and each one for people like you and I who already had a home or wanted to upgrade something. And I realized that the number of people who are actually without a home is very large, and we tend to speak about the problem but not about the solution so much. So I quit my job about 6 years ago, and I founded this nonprofit to say, okay, I need to commit 100% of my time in really innovating these solutions. Mm-hmm. And it's been quite a challenge. I mean, the biggest being that I've lost my hair in these 6 years more than what I did in the last few years. But it's been a very interesting journey, for the fact that now about 5,000 people across the world are using our shelters. And I just came back from Philippines yesterday, and it was quite heartening to see how excited the community gets when they receive homes and they have not been living in for them for years and months.
Prasoon, why does this issue get to you the way it does? I mean, presumably you have a home, a roof over your head. You left what seemed a cushy job. I mean, when my mom tells me about the war years when they had to eat yam and they were starving, it's very hard for me to relate.
So, I mean, today in the world, there are a few problems which are considered as wicked, meaning that there's no solution for them. And housing is one of them. So today, about 1 billion people don't have access to homes, and this number will double to 2 billion in the next 15 years. And we don't seem to be having a solution, and we are grappling with this problem all the time. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of experts going into technology, into fields, which I think are, with all due respect, relatively easier and to solve the housing crisis. Because if we had a solution, then people must be solving it as well. So I said that, okay, why don't I just commit 100% of my time and energy to see if it's even possible to solve this problem, because housing is the starting point in ending poverty, in education, in jobs. So anything that you want to do, you need to have a house where you can come back to and rest.
So the solution is as simple as, if you are homeless, I build you one. Where does tech come into all of that and so on, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the world that needs to get done, and housing is wicked because you need land, you need financing, and we use land and financing as critical tools in enabling people to get access to homes. So one of the homes that we are building is called Powerhide, and essentially it's world's first self-financing home. So it's got a solar roof, and that's where the tech comes in. And it sells that energy onto the grid to be used by any other consumer. And the earnings that you get from it is used to pay the mortgage on behalf of that person who's getting the home. So in about 18 to 25 years, the 100% cost of the home is paid for, and it's virtually free. So that's the level of innovation we are talking about, where home is just a means to come out of poverty. But essentially, we are solving financing issues, we are solving land issues, we are solving energy issues, and really looking at it in a comprehensive, systemic way.
Okay. Well, Prasoon, I'm still curious. I mean, can tell us a little bit more about how does a Billion Bricks actually work? I mean, you mentioned Power Hype just now, and you're also doing something that's Weather Hype as well. You want to tell us more about those?
Yeah. So, I mean, our vision is to end homelessness in the world, right? So we don't want to be an organization which says, oh, we helped a few thousand people this year or a few hundred people.
Yeah. We want to eradicate. Some kind of atap hut, and that is it. Shove you in there and you have a home.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool to just say, okay, we helped a few people, and people go come in and say, oh, yeah, great job. But could we have the same scale like Google has to say, okay, they have the audacity to say that, oh, we want to organize the world's information. Like it's a hairy goal, right?
Yeah.
So we have a similar
fighting
goal to
words.
Say, can we do the same for the homes? And so we came up with a strategy to say there are three reasons why people become homeless, right? So one is in disasters, and this could be economic, political, social, environmental, right? We said then rural migration, and we said urban poverty. So Weatherhide as a solution comes in where the disaster happened and people become homeless. So it's the world's first shelter which is insulated and traps a family's body to keep them warm. Because a lot of people die after disaster because it's either too cold or too hot or too much of rain.
And those happens in those flip sides of the extreme weather where it's really hot?
Yeah, so actually Weatherhide is a shelter which is insulated, so it insulates both from cold and heat.
Oh.
And it's also the world's only tent which is reversible. So when you reverse it, it actually reflects the heat out. So it's got a thin skin which is dual.
Mm.
And because the fact that it's insulated, it's opaque as opposed to camping tents. If you guys have gone for camping, they're
right.
typically, you can
kind
see silhouettes.
Kind of translucent almost,
right.
yeah.
Yeah, and so women then start to use them as shower cubicles. They start to use them for feeding their children, to change their clothes. So the versatility of a simple design intervention is a lot more for the community that we work with. And that has been quite remarkable to learn how people are using it in different countries. And surprisingly for us, the second largest market outside of India for Weatherhides is the United States. So people can't believe the fact that something, an innovation coming out of Singapore for the Asian market, but as U.S. becomes
for
India,
what would
where
it be, yes, supposedly
used.
The first class country and the, you know, the leader of the free world, right?
Yeah.
But they
and
too
people
have
are
a large.
When I tell them that, oh, we are a Singapore NGO helping homeless in the U.S., because it's always the idea that, okay,
they're helping.
They have to help out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as we become a more flat in a global world, why is it that only commercial enterprises should be global? Why not the nonprofits? I mean, the problems are universal.
Mm.
And that's an ideology that we work on extensively.
Talk to us about how easy it is, though, to flip. Imagine if the homeless person had some physical ailments, and is it challenging to, say, flip it from the cold to the hot weather?
Yeah, so it's been designed so a single person can actually set it up, reverse it, or use it, or even dismantle it within like 10 to 12 minutes. So it doesn't need any skill. It doesn't need any training as well. It's very simple. And as opposed to camping tents, where you need some sort of structural integrity to be established, or you need some instructions to read, this requires nothing at all. And we've done, we ship them all over the world without any
easier to set up than some tents, right?
Yeah. In fact, I mean, it's, I think, much easier. It's really like a piece of furniture. You can put it on any kind of surface. You don't need anchoring on the ground.
Mm.
So it's very easy to use. And I'm happy to invite your listeners and you as well to our office, and you can see how easy it is.
Mm.
Or you can visit our website at billionbricks.org, where there are a lot of videos that you'll see. In fact, our video campaign went viral on this about 3 years ago, where we hit some 50 million views, and Ashton Kutcher came in and said it's innovation at its finest. And that's how we started receiving requests from all over the world.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, talk to us about your mantra. I think I know you have a mantra that says never design poorly for the poor. I mean, perhaps aesthetics can be put on hold since survival is in question at the moment.
Our belief is that poor solutions don't create the impact that we believe they would. So while we may think that a solution may be for survival, but that's we sitting here in our cushy locations that we think that it's helping on the ground, and the help may not be enough as well. What we've also seen is that we expect, a lot of times when we are helping, we have this idea of saying, oh, I'm the big guy, I want to go help the poor, and I know how to do it. And we look at the poor or the homeless as really as our customers rather than as beneficiaries. So we want to provide something that they feel dignified about, that they like, and they feel pride, and they don't think that it's just been given to them because they're poor.
And it needn't be austere and just basic.
Yeah, it needs to serve a function, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why do we like iPhone? Because it gives us this pride and we can show off as well. And we've seen on the streets of Delhi when we gave these Weatherhide shelters that people were surprised that in all these years in the streets, all they've received is the cheapest blanket that you can get in winter.
Mm.
And the moment they receive it, they feel that, okay, they want to give back as well. And so we actually charge people, and they don't get it for free often. So they pay like $10, $20, depending on what they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the U.S., actually, people reach out to us where the homeless would give online full $300 to us through their credit cards, and we just ship it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And people can't get around this notion that how come the homeless have money?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we prove people wrong to the fact that they have access to money. It's just that oftentimes what you provide is something that they don't think is worth it to put their money.
Right.
And then we've seen that people who've used Weatherhide, they now live in permanent homes. So it gives them that opportunity. It gives them that will to say, okay, I want to go and do better for myself and my family.
We're speaking with Prasoon Kumar, who is CEO and co-founder of Billion Bricks. How viable a business model is this for Billion Bricks, though, Prasoon? I mean, you're a social enterprise. It's not for charity.
So we are actually a non-profit. So we do raise...
But someone needs to keep the lights on, too, over at HQ.
That's right. So we believe, again, like a tech company in some ways, right? I mean, it takes time to figure out how do you make money, right? And for us, the issue is similar as well, that first we do the right thing and we figure out how do you do it, what does it cost, And then we figure out what's the business model to back that as well. Mm. So for Weather Heights, the business model is very simple. They cost a certain amount of money. And we think that we can build rental schemes where the homeless could actually pay it over a period of time and mm-hmm. they could own it. So like I said, in the US, people buy it for $300. In India, they pay about $10 to $20. Mm. And the rest we currently fill in through donations. But we think over a period of time, their ability to pay would change, and we could build those models. We sell it to NGOs. We recently did a sale to certain cities that we are doing. We work with a lot of corporates who come in and do it. In fact, we just signed up a new deal with a Singapore company called GYP Properties, who's building this model of buy one, give one homes. Mm. So they are building homes in New Zealand, and then we are providing a weather hide to a person in Philippines as of now. Oh. So we look at these creative business models to come together. And like I said, Power Hide is totally viable. All we are doing is selling energy. It's a large solar farm under which people are coming and living, and that makes it viable. Mm. And the premise of the nonprofit is really the fact that we are not here to make money, but enough to have for ourselves. But it's really about not being greedy and having just enough, and then be able to give back.
Hmm, very well said. So what's next, Prasoon, after you've weathered the first 5 years? What's next for Billion Bricks?
I know each time people ask this question, I get a little bit nervous and jittery.
Oh, dear.
Because when I started 5 years ago, at least I had a 5-year plan, right? And I was looking forward to
it. It's been 5 years. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. but we are we think that the first 5 years were really the discovery year for us, right? So we kind of came in a new sector in nonprofit and all this innovation and these ideas, and we've kind of had our own learnings, failures, and everything. And the next 5 years is really about taking all our learnings and the products that we've created to scale them up. So in the first 5 years, we helped about 5,000 people get homes. In the next 5 years, we think we'll reach about 100,000. So we're talking about 20x jump in the next 5 years. We're also thinking that we'll probably spin off separate entities, which could be social enterprises, which could stand alone businesses coming out of Billion Bricks. And they could really expand the impact that we want to create much, much multifold. So we are all the time looking for more very creative partnerships who can come in and help us out, people who want to give money or who want to give their talent. And we're looking to scale.
Do you ever want to give up at any point?
I don't think that has occurred in my mind till now.
Why till now? Just because I asked
why
it?
Why till now?
I'm so sorry. Shouldn't have asked it.
yeah, right. I mean, it's like these seeds get planted in your mind, right? Okay. But I always feel that I've got so many more things to do and my ideas are not exhausted yet. So even though it's not an easy sector, you asked about the challenges. I mean, people really beat me down. Mm. Often, right? But I think I still have a few tricks up my sleeve, and I don't know when they'll end. So I think I'm here in for the long run.
And do you think if somebody wants to buy the business, would you sell them?
If they think there's a business opportunity and if the impact is not diluted, I think definitely, Mm-hmm. I mean, because we are committed to the fact that homelessness has to end. Mm. And if somebody can do it better than us, I mean,
by
so
all
be
means.
It.
Mm-hmm. Right. Prasoon Kumar, CEO and co-founder of Billion Bricks. You can check them out, billionbricks.org. Prasoon, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here. And if anybody wants to come in and see Weather Heights, they're welcome to drop by.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.